92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. The tall ships are here. Yes, indeed. They're right in front of our building. They're absolutely spectacular. And I have somebody in the studio. Tell us your name. In the studio from the tall ships, Zoe Monsieur. Did I say the name right?
Yep, that's correct.
A little bit closer to that microphone.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. What is the name of the organization? Is it Liberty Clipper?
So I'm from the Liberty Clipper, and then the other boat here is the When and If. They're just two boats owned by two brothers that love sailing.
I love this.
They just made the horrendous financial decision of buying these classic boats that are impossible to maintain. So we're trying to come out here and sell some tickets so we can keep them on the water.
I love this. You guys are so laid back, too. I saw some of you yesterday. You were sitting up on the bench, and I knew it was you guys. So you're going to be here through Sunday. Now, if people go to WGHN.com, our website, right at the front, it says book your tickets. You can book your tickets. What's so special about these ships?
So they're traditionally rigged. They look the same way that they did for the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. And they are just such a joy to sail. It's such a mission. It's so hard. We need people to buy tickets so they can help us raise our mainsail.
Because you need people on those ships to help you.
Yeah,
got it.
Need,
okay.
You know, like 20 people to raise that mainsail, and there's only 6 of us crew.
So. Got it. And so you came to Grand Haven after the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival. Where did you sail from?
So we came originally from Portland, Maine.
Oh my gosh, I'm loving this. Okay, all right.
We came up the Erie Canal, across all of the Great Lakes, and we're doing the Tall Ship Festival.
In Detroit?
We didn't do Detroit. We started with Toronto.
Got it. Okay.
And then we did Duluth and then Port Washington. Mm-hmm. And we just came from Sturgeon Bay. And now we're in Grand Haven. We just decided to do Grand Haven because we saw it. It looks like such a beautiful town. Perfect for sailing. And we thought, let's take those people out.
And what I said to your crew yesterday was, you're going to love it here because this is a really laid back town.
It's awesome.
I've just
spent the morning here. We came in at midnight and it was just such a nice place to wake up to.
I love this. People have been nice to you and this and that. And
they come by the boat. They're so sweet. They want to know what's going on, why we're here. They're buying tickets.
They're supporting us.
And it just means the world.
It means
world.
A lot, doesn't it?
You have no idea.
So it's about a 90-minute sail, right?
Yeah, 90 minutes to 2 hours. Our sunset's 2 hours. People love it. Sunset.
And I have a friend that's going to be out he's going to be out on the pier tonight taking photos because he said, you know, when those sails are up and the sun is coming down on Lake Michigan, those shots are going to be spectacular.
And we're thinking about if the wind's low enough, we're going to set the sails right out that channel. And I think that'll be a beautiful shot.
How
we can't
awesome.
Promise it. But,
okay,
yeah.
Right. It all depends on weather, everything that you do. Where are you originally from, Zoe?
I'm originally from New Zealand.
I love it.
We're big sailors out there.
I had a pen pal in the 70s from Auckland, New Zealand when I was
nice.
A little girl.
Auckland, yeah.
So, you know, I love talking to you. And I could keep you on the air all day because I absolutely adore you and adore your voice.
You're so sweet.
You guys have just been, it's just been so cool. People that sail are just, what do you love about sailing? What is it? The one thing.
It's just freedom.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it is. It's freeing. It's calming. Obviously, it's incredibly uncalming when a storm comes.
Yeah.
But when you're out there and it's just you and the water, it's meditative.
I knew you were going to say that because when I swim, that's when I feel free.
I feel the same way.
Okay.
Water calms me down.
That's
it. I feel
it.
Great. Yeah.
That's it. And this is my heaven on earth here, you know?
The fresh water. We've always sailed on the ocean.
Yeah.
I love freshwater sailing. It's so good for the boat. It's so refreshing.
Really?
I just absolutely love it. Yeah.
This is so exciting. So you're here through Sunday and you sleep on the boats? And
yeah, we all have our own cabins.
Oh, wow. And you cook food on the boat?
We all cook coffee?
I see you got
plenty of coffee. We got some cold brew.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So if we brought donuts down, you'd take those.
That crew will demolish some donuts. Everywhere we've been, people have brought us baked goods, and they are gone in a second, and the crew are so grateful.
What I love about this is that you guys just decided you wanted to come to Grand Haven, so you contacted the city, then you found out a local radio station, and you were like, hey, you know, maybe we could advertise or we could do a deal. It just happened so organically.
Yeah,
I love that.
We're doing a lot of things by, you know, just on the fly. And it works out because like the city here was so accommodating. Yeah. I'll never forget Grand Haven. This radio station has been absolutely amazing.
How
we
fun.
Love you guys.
Wow.
And if you just kind of trust people and you're kind, it always comes back for you.
You want to wear closed toe shoes when you're sailing. Am I right on that, or can you be barefoot?
We all sail barefoot.
I knew
but,
it.
You know, probably you guys don't even buy a ticket.
You guys don't even wear shoes. There are days where I won't even wear shoes in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm in Grand Haven.
Yeah.
Why would I? It's a pleasure having you in here, Zoe.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, how cool. The schooner Liberty Clipper, when and if 1939, they're sailing through Sunday. Head to WGHN.com right on that front page. Book your trip today. This is 92.1 WGHN.